This is a message by Pastor Mark Fox of Antioch Community Church in Burlington, North Carolina. For other sermons from Antioch, you can visit the church website at antiochchurch.cc. Now let's turn our hearts to the Word of God.
Why do we give gifts at Christmas? Well, I think it's partly because of the gift that was given to us in the manger 2,000 years ago, and also because when the wise men came, what did they bring? They came bearing gifts. They brought gifts to the Lord Jesus. And so in imitation of the giver, God, we give to one another. So I hope as you're opening your presents tomorrow night or Tuesday morning or however you do that at your house, the day after or New Year's, whenever you open your gifts, that you will remember that the reason that you get gifts, the reason that you give gifts is because we serve a God who is a giver. And He gave His only Son that we might know Him. Well, on the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? They took a poll of 8 to 12 year olds and they asked this question. What do you most enjoy about the holidays? A, decorating the house. B, spending time with family and relatives. Or C, receiving presents. A, decorating the house. B, spending time with family and relatives. C, receiving presents. What do you think most children said? No, they said B. Most children said they look forward to Christmas because it's time to be with family. Isn't that amazing? So we can learn something from fifth graders or from 8 to 12 year olds, can't we? I hope that that's what you're excited about as well. We can also learn today from the shepherds. What can we learn from the shepherds as we look at this text again that John just read to us? Let me just read it again in the ESV. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. First, I think we can learn from the shepherds about listening. We didn't read the previous text, but you remember from last week? The shepherds were terrified because what happened? Who showed up? An angel, right? And what did the angel do? He spoke, right? He says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy," right? It's the good news that takes away our fear. It's the good news that brings us joy. Good news, fear gone, joy finally here. But notice that the shepherds did not say a word when the angels were present. There's no indication in the text that the shepherds uttered a single syllable. Why? Because at times like that, it's a good thing to listen. When God shows up or when He sends His messenger, we should just listen. We need to learn to listen. We can learn about listening to God, listening to God's messengers when they speak. John Wayne used to say, most of us are short on ears and long on mouth. I know that applies to me. Stephen Covey said, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. Guilty? You're listening to someone and what are you formulating? You're not listening to them. You're not trying to understand where they're coming from and what they're saying and what they're meaning and how they're feeling and how they're hurting. You're thinking about your reply. Right? And that's typical of human nature. I don't think the shepherds were sitting there zoning out on the angels thinking, okay, now, how am I going to respond to this dude? I've never seen anything like this in my life. Okay, I need to think of something really spiritual to say back. No, I don't think they were thinking that at all. They were hanging on every word. You mean right now? You mean in Bethlehem? It's right there. Bethlehem is right there. The Savior has come? You mean the one that we've heard about for 700 years that Isaiah talked about? I mean, these are shepherds, but they're not dumb. They know the scriptures. They've heard the prophecies. They've heard their people talking about this for generations. They've been hearing this. They're listening to the shepherds. James said, let every man be quick to hear and slow to speak. So maybe our prayer this morning would be, oh, Lord, teach me how to listen. I mean, most of all to you when you're speaking. But Lord, teach me how to listen to other people. How many of you love it when you can talk to somebody who really listens to you and then you'll have to pay him afterwards? Right? Isn't it great to have a friend? Isn't it great to have a spouse, a child perhaps that you can talk to that really listens? Well, maybe we should be that person. Instead of griping about, hey, I can't find anybody who will listen to me, maybe we just become the person who listens to others. But especially we need to learn to listen to the Lord. I love this. We know the shepherds listened and they heard because of what happens afterwards. Right? And we know that they all listened. There was a collective listening that was going on. They were all mesmerized and captivated by what this angel said, because all of them said to one another, let us go. In fact, that's the next thing we can learn, and that is encouragement. They said to one another, let's go and see this thing. Let us. That's encouragement. You know, when you can say to somebody, hey, let's me and you study the Bible. Hey, let's me and you serve the Lord. Hey, why don't we give to God? Hey, let's obey Him. Hey, let's learn how to pray. Hey, let's be faithful to a fellowship. Let's be committed to the church. Let's be committed to one another. That's what's happening here. These guys turn to one another and there's encouragement for them to do the right thing. Hey, if you're hanging around people, young people, listen to me. If you're hanging around people who are not regularly encouraging you to do the right thing, you're hanging around the wrong people. Hello? You're hanging around people that you should not hang around anymore. And these shepherds looked at one another and not one of them said, what was that about? Hey man, pass me the beef jerky. That was weird, right? No, they looked at each other and said, we got to see this. Are you hearing what this guy said? We got to go. Let us go and see. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the path of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. Hey, don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. Don't sit with them. But look for those men who delight, and women who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on the law of the Lord both day and night. Because what will they be like? Remember the psalm? They will be like a tree planted by the water whose fruit always comes in its season, and everything it does shall prosper. That's the kind of person the shepherds were looking to be for one another. There was encouragement. Third, we can learn about obedience. They said, let us now go. They didn't say, you know, we got these sheep, we got this night, we got this job, we got responsibilities. I mean, that sounded really fascinating. I'd love to do it sometime. Maybe tomorrow we can work it into our schedule. That's the way a lot of Christians live. Wow, it seems like God has really spoken to me just now. Maybe I'll get around to doing that next week. What? God just spoke to you and you're going to put it off? I mean, there's a time for putting stuff off, but when God speaks, that's not a time for that. Right? Are you in agreement with me? When God speaks to you, now is the time to act. Now is the time to obey. They hurried to obey God. The story is told about a shepherd. Apocryphal story, obviously. We don't know this for a fact and probably didn't happen. But story told about a shepherd who was a young shepherd at that first Christmas night. So he was one of those in the field watching their sheep by night. The angel appears and then the glory of the Lord shone around him. And he was there. And now he's old. And his grandson sitting on his knee. And he's recalling that night. Yeah, it's a long time ago, grandson. I was a little more than a boy. I was out on the Judean hills one night with the other shepherds and we were keeping watch over the flock, and an angel of the Lord came upon us and the glory of the Lord shone around us and we were afraid. But the angel said, fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy, for today in the city of David a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord. When he said this, the old man's lips quivered and They ceased to move, and then he was in silence. The grandson turned and looked with wide, puzzled eyes into his grandfather's face and said, "Granddad, is that all? I mean, what did you do when you heard the news? I mean, was it really true? Was the baby there?" The old shepherd sadly shook his head and answered, "I don't know. I mean, they went. I didn't go with them." Some say they found him and he was the light of God, and they found forgiveness of sins. But for me, I could never be quite sure because I did not go with them. No. Maybe you've practiced delayed obedience your whole life and you've regretted it. Now is the time. Go to him. I know in a crowd this large, there's somebody here that maybe has put off the most important decision of your life. Not that it's the decision to, yes, I'll finally give in to Jesus. No, you've put it off. You've resisted him. No, don't do it anymore. Don't be like that old man looking back with regret. Go to him now. As the saying is, don't miss the boat that's here while mourning the boat that's sailed. Maybe you've put off obedience many, many times, and you regret it. Well, guess what? There's another opportunity for you right now. Don't mess that one up. Fourth, we can learn about faith. Faith, remember in Hebrews 11, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. The angel had just told them about a child who was hoped for hundreds of years. Isaiah spoke the passage that Caleb put up earlier, 700 years before Christ. And the angel had just said, hey, what you hoped for and what you had not seen until now, now can be seen. So exercise your faith. The shepherds obeyed because the shepherds believed. Don't miss that, folks. We obey because we believe. If we don't obey, it simply speaks to our faithlessness. Vance Havner used to say, too many of us today are shaky about what we believe, but not shaken by what we believe. Our faith doesn't shake us or have a hold on us. A little boy fell out of his bed. His mom heard it. Went running in there. "Honey, you okay?" "Yeah, I guess so, Mom." "What happened? Why'd you fall out?" "I don't know," he said. "I guess I stayed too close to where I got in." That'll preach. You stay too close to where you got in, and you don't step out in faith, and you don't follow what God has told you to do, and you don't pursue Him with all of your might, you're liable to fall out of the bed. Or maybe worse. So the shepherds listened and they encouraged one another to obey. And then by faith they went and then they got to worship. We can learn from the shepherds about worship because that's what they did. That's what you do when you see Jesus. Every time, God confronts someone in the holy in the scriptures and it's their time, is their the moment of truth has come to them, like Saul on the road to Damascus, there's worship that takes place. We fall on our face and say, "Who are you, Lord?" After the shepherds hurried and found the manger, they saw the promised Messiah with their own eyes, and their worship did what all worship is supposed to do. Listen to this. It became mission. Because it says, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. Who did they first tell about their encounter with the angel? Come on, guys, this is a no-brainer. Who did they first tell? Joseph and Mary. They would have said, "Look, I mean, I know we just wandered in here. And the reason we're here, ma'am, don't be afraid. The reason we're here is because we were just right over there on the hillside. And I know you're not going to believe this." And Mary's starting to smile. And Joseph is starting to nod. They're going to believe it. An angel appeared to us. And he said, and they go through the whole story. You ever noticed how Paul in Acts, after the road to Damascus incident, after he becomes a believer, what does he do several times after that? He tells the story. He tells it to Festus and Agrippa and you name it, as often as he can. Why? Because he had seen Jesus with his own eyes. And these shepherds say, "You're not going to believe this, but this is what we heard. And now we see for ourselves that he's come." And I can just imagine they fell on their faces and worshiped him, as we must do, as we have to do. And then we have to do more, because worship is mission. I think it's Piper who said the reason we have mission is because we don't have worship. He said if we had worship, we wouldn't need mission programs. We wouldn't need to try to work people up into going and telling the good news. If we worshiped, there'd be mission. So we can learn that from the shepherds. Because after they left that place, it says that they left and they returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is your story. This is your song. Praising our Savior all the day long. That's the mission that we've been called to this Christmas and all around the year. God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So what can we learn from these shepherds whom God chose to become the first evangelists? Although I know that Mary was the first one to carry the good news. What can we learn from these shepherds? We can learn to listen. Listen to God. We can learn to encourage and to be encouraged by those who want to walk with Him. We can learn about obedience. Obedience is when you hear God's Spirit speak to you, you do it. Then, right then, not later. We can learn about faith. As we exercise faith, we see more and more. Faith leads to sight. And we can learn about worship. And worship leads to mission. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and just forget about all the other stuff that's going around you, on around you right now. Your child might be squirming. Someone's whispering behind you. Just block that out. And I want you to ask the Lord to show you maybe one of these areas this morning that you can learn from the shepherds most. Maybe the Lord's saying to you, "Hey, why don't you learn how to listen? Really listen. Or why don't you learn to be an encouragement? Or, hey, I want you to worship." Or maybe there's an area of disobedience that the Lord says, "You don't have to walk that way anymore. Turn around. And by God's grace, you can do that even now as you pray." Lord, we do worship You this morning. How much we wish we could have been there that night to see what the shepherds saw. We know one day we will see. Though we see through a glass darkly, then we will see face to face. And then we will know as we have already been known. And then faith will become sight. Thank You, Lord, for Your gift this Christmas. As we share gifts with our family and relatives outside of the immediate family, our friends, whomever, may it be a reflection of You as our giver. As the one who gave the greatest gift the world could ever receive. And may You be glorified in each of our homes this Christmas. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Mark Fox of Antioch Community Church in Burlington, North Carolina. You can download other messages by Pastor Fox at antiochchurch.cc. You can also learn how to order his books, including A Faithful Man, Family Integrated Church, or his men's devotional, Real Life Moments. Again, that website is antiochchurch.cc. May God bless you.